This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The teen at the center of a legal battle is speaking out publicly about her ordeal, saying she feels like a prisoner. Pro-life advocates are supporting Justina Peltier and her parents after the state of Massachusetts decided they were listening to the wrong doctors and forced Justina into foster care. Her parents say she suffers from a mitochondrial disorder and that her health is suffering in the care of the state. Washington State Senator Patty Murray filed a brief with the Supreme Court to say that Hobby Lobby is hiding behind religious liberty to avoid providing birth control. She says Hobby Lobby must simply obey the HHS mandate. New Mexico's Attorney General is appealing a judge's ruling that said he found the right to assisted suicide in the New Mexico state constitution. That lower state court ruling in January ruled that constitutional life, liberty, and property protections gave a green light to people helping others commit suicide. This is Life News Radio.
The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you will carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. This is Life News Radio.
Those hoping to take control of the U.S. Senate from pro-abortion Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid got a bit of encouraging news from Florida, where a special election Tuesday saw a pro-life candidate win a seat in the U.S. House. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.